Tax forms sent to people who never requested unemployment aid reveal extent of fraud in U.S. The Aegis Alliance, United States. Unemployment agencies throughout the nation have been swamped with so many claims in the course of the pandemic that many struggled to differentiate the proper from the criminal. Now, simple tax forms barely sufficient to fill a half sheet of paper are revealing the extent of the identity theft that made state-run unemployment workplaces lucrative fraud targets after millions of individuals lost their jobs due to the pandemic. Unemployment benefits are taxable, so government agencies are required to send out tax forms generally known as a 1099-G to people who received the aid to allow them to report the income on their tax returns. States are mailing 1099-Gs in big numbers this year after processing and paying a record number of unemployment claims. Terry Finneman of Lawrence, Kansas, was shocked when she received a form saying she owed taxes on $1,500 in unemployment payments that she by no means received. This is an indication that somebody seemingly stole her private data and used it to claim unemployment benefits. It is extremely frustrating how many Kansans have been impacted by this, Finneman said. Carol Williams, Chief Deputy Director of Operations for the California Employment Development Department, stated that individuals who get incorrect tax forms need to fill out a worksheet on the department website that may permit officials to find out if a fraudulent claim was filed. Nearly 26 million folks requested unemployment assistance within the initial months after states started ordering shutdowns as a result of the pandemic. The unprecedented surge strained state unemployment offices, which are governed by federal guidelines. However, they are administered in patchwork style by state governments, with many relying on software to process applications and issue funds. The federal authorities, as a part of its $2 trillion relief package deal authorized in March, considerably expanded jobless assistance, making it a ripe target for fraud, the Associated Press reported. By November, states throughout the U.S. stated that they had paid as much as $36 billion in improper benefits, with a large portion obtained by way of fraud, a report from the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Inspector General said. The fraud is so widespread that California issued payments to somebody using the identity of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, and in Ohio, Republican Governor Mike DeWine, his spouse, Fran, and Republican Lieutenant Governor John Husted all discovered that fraudulent claims had been filed under their names. Now, unemployment agencies may face one other onslaught, this time from individuals requesting corrected tax forms. It does open a can of worms, Rob Seltzer mentioned, a licensed public accountant in Los Angeles and a member of the California Society of CPAs. It really depends upon how fast the state is able to send out a corrected form. Ohio has set up a phone hotline and created an internet site that allows residents to report identity theft. Once the state confirms fraud has been committed, taxpayers will receive a corrected 1099-G form. Over the last 2 weeks, 62,000 folks had filed a report, spokesman Thomas Betty said. It's really easy for somebody to be like, "This isn't my problem. They sent me the form. I've never been to Ohio. Still, you need to take care of this," Betty stated. Every unemployment system in the country is dealing with this massive amount of fraud. Last month, the IRS stated it's probable that many victims will not have the ability to get a corrected tax form in time to file their federal taxes. In these cases, the IRS says taxpayers ought to ignore the 1099-G and file their taxes without reporting the fraudulent earnings. Christina Elliott, the owner of BIM Financial Services, worries that the process may delay tax refunds for people who find themselves relying on them to make it through the pandemic. She has two clients, one in California and one in Georgia, who say they obtained incorrect forms displaying they received as much as $27,000 in unemployment benefits in 2020. They are literally going to have to investigate each one, Elliott said in regards to the IRS. These people already had their identity stolen that they didn't know about. Here lies another problem where they will be waiting months just to get their tax refunds that are owed to them. The downside may very well be most acute in California, where officials mailed close to 8 million tax forms last month, greater than five times the quantity they send in a standard year. The State Employment Development Department stated it has updated its website and employed another 300 agents for its call center, and has trained them on the best way to deal with questions concerning the 1099-G forms. Rooting out fraud and identity theft has been an ongoing battle for the agency. A state audit released last week confirmed that from April to October, it responded to less than 2% of fraud reports. By November, it had a backlog of over 77,000 such reports. It likely included a report by Greg Musson, who owns a company close to Fresno. State officials contacted his business in September to let him know one of his workers had filed for unemployment assistance in March. Musson was stunned to learn that particular person was him. He put a freeze on his credit and filed a fraud report with the state unemployment department. However, thus far he hasn't heard anything back. To know that somebody has my information and has been able to get really pretty personal with it, it's like your home being broken into. Musson said. Californians who get incorrect tax forms can fill out a worksheet on the department website that can enable officials to find out if a fraudulent claim was filed. But state lawmakers fear the agency may not have the ability to deal with the workload. Republican State Senator Scott Wilk said one of his constituents was dumbfounded to get a notice that he owed taxes on $11,000 in unemployment aid. In a time when we really need people to have confidence in their government, going through this pandemic and rolling out the vaccine, the last thing we need to do is additionally shatter their confidence in our ability to be competent. Wilk stated. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.